Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Also, into the 4 o'clock hour, therefore, we've only got two chances left. Two keywords to give out for you to text in and win the town, the Brown jerseys. So we'll have that later on this hour, and 45 minutes from now we'll open the window on the Pat Spencer jersey as well, 4:45 to 5:15. So keep it locked right here to your boys in the afternoon, Willie and Dibby on 95.7 The Game. All right, so if this is the beginning of the end for Jalen Hurts, and yes, like, that's just in and of itself, it's funny. Like, he was the Super Bowl MVP 10 months ago.
Yep, my bad. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
10 months ago, he's a Super Bowl MVP. Now this is the beginning of the end. We'll see. He references Carson. He's talking about Carson Wentz. Can we bounce around to a few quarterbacks? And you tell me, and I'll tell you, and you all can tell us, 888-957-9570, who has maybe their best days in front of them and who has their best days behind them? And obviously, the number one we want to get is Brock Purdy. You think Brock Purdy has his best days in front of him or his best days behind him?
In front of him, hashtag he'd better, because his 53 yeah. per hasn't even kicked in yet. And the Jalen Hurts part of it, and maybe we'll throw that out there as the launching point for all of this, but just looking at his contract, if you want to go ahead and be done with him, WIP radio host.
Oh, you're screwed.
Well, if you want to do a post June 1st release, the dead cap is $72 million next year,
ow,
and $45 the year after. So your cap hits, your cap gobble is a Joey Chestnutian day at the office with hot dogs.
Okay, so that's obviously really, really bad. But back to my point that I've constantly made that you like to make fun of, which is cap schmap.
Right.
One team recently did this. They recently went, you know what? We hate our quarterback so much that we are just going to eat a big pile of cement and we're going to deal with it. We'll deal with the consequences. We're going to be paying bajillions of dollars for absolutely nothing. It's going to mess up our cap, but he can't be our quarterback. So we've got to do something else. That team is called the AFC one seed. That team is the Denver Broncos. They are 11-2. They found a quarterback on a rookie deal who they are at least doing some good things with. I know Bo Nix has been a little polarizing, but I still live in the world of you can do anything you want. You can do it. It just puts you know what into it.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm not saying it's ideal, but you can do it. And I don't know if the Eagles will do it. That is a very fickle town, obviously. But yeah, I'll agree with you there. Best days are ahead of Brock Purdy. I don't know if team result best days. I don't know if he's ever going to go to a Super Bowl again. I hope so. I hope so. Right now, I'm more focused on just better health days ahead for Brock Purdy, more consistency in terms of availability. But I don't know. Look at this. What if we went? How about if I said Mahomes? Best days in front of him or best days behind him?
I'd say behind him, honestly.
I agree with
you. I mean,
you.
His best days, does that mean that he can't still be a top seven quarterback? Of course not. But his best days were days where he was the best quarterback in football and he won 3 Super Bowls. So if you want to look at his best days, I don't think that anybody's best days outside of maybe Montana and Brady, has anybody's best days ever been better than his best days? I mean, Bradshaw, whatever, we can play the Troy Aikman game of people who've won bowls, but the greater point is his best days are among the best days in the history of best days. So how could you not think that Mahomes' best days were behind him? Is he going to win 4 Super Bowls from now to the end of his time? I don't think so.
He's had his 30th birthday.
Yep.
I mean, not that that's like the end of days by any stretch. Certainly not at the quarterback position. Hell, the Colts might start someone who's 45. 44, 45 years old. But I agree with you. I like Patrick Mahomes has probably had his best days. And I wonder if anybody will ever transfer that thought that you just heard WIP share about Jalen Hurts. I wonder if anyone will ever do that. Like Travis Kelce's going to retire. He's going to retire.
Eventually, this year.
Are we going to hear? Well, I tell you what, if you don't give Mahomes a great defense – and a great tight end, and great receivers, and a great running back. I don't know, man. It just doesn't seem to work anymore. They're 6-7.
Right.
They have a losing record at week 14.
They have a 10% chance, based on the metrics I was looking at, 10% chance to make the playoffs.
And you know what they can't claim? I know that they lost a few O-linemen this week. They cannot claim that they've been crushed by injury. Can't do it.
Not relative to other teams.
Nope. Not
even the Chargers who've lost multiple tackles.
Everybody loses people to injury, but not the way that basically teams who have really had one of those outlier seasons, like the 49ers last year, or even like what you're seeing. I don't know how you can say it, they're 9-4, but even like what you've seen this year, they can't do that. He's just 6-7.
Right.
He's just gotta wear it.
Well, it's because of what we talked about, and this is why I was so adamant in our preseason conversation, and you and I talked about the regression. They were 12-0 last year in one-score games. 12-0 in the regular season and the postseason combined. This year, they're 1-6 in one-score games. Now, that's a dramatic market correction. 12-0 was, I think, the best one-score season ever, and 1-6 is really, really bad. Probably not the worst ever, but the truth lies somewhere in the middle. And so the regression from 12-0 to 1-6 is dramatic, but that for me is a big reason why I was going to fade the Chiefs this year.
I think Lamar Jackson has his best days behind him.
Fade.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, this year is a real kind of bucket of cold water on the Ravens. I think Lamar's hurt. I think he's going to be better someday. And I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan, but with his style of play and what it looks like when he does not have elite speed, I think that you'd be pretty fearful right now of where the second half of Lamar Jackson's career is going to go.
Yeah, what about Baker Mayfield? Would you say that his best days are still there? There'll be brighter days ahead because he's
Baker?
Been awesome. Baker's probably 29?
30. Just turned 30.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking it up.
No, I know.
He's 30. That's a pretty good guess.
I mean, yeah. I didn't think he was 28. I didn't think he was quite yet 30, but
Baker Mayfield. I think Baker's, I think his best days are in front of him.
Yeah. It's a tough one because he's right at that spot. He's played a lot of football, and he's been playing well now for a few years. And, you know, what would be the next level, the next gear for Baker, it would be sustained playoff success.
Playoff success, I don't even know about sustained. How about just a run?
Yeah.
Like, let's just take a run. Like, stop winning a division with 9 wins, and let's take a run.
The other one that I was thinking about as a bubble person would be Jared Goff.
Yeah.
I don't think he's 30. I think he's 29. I might have gotten that one wrong.
See, no, I think he's on the other side of 30 would be my guess. Jared Goff is 31.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, he's 31.
Just turned.
I think Jared Goff's best days are behind him.
Yeah, wow.
I don't have like a ton of evidence on that. He's still got good years left. But Jared Goff, to me, feels like a guy who, just based on math and probability, he probably missed his best chances. Went to the Super Bowl already once with the Rams, lost. And then, I don't know, there was this game where he had a 17-point halftime lead in the NFC title game.
Well.
And they lost it.
And again, it's they had a 17-point.
Right.
You know.
But like that.
And he made multiple throws that were to his own team that were dropped.
Oh, I don't put the loss on Jared at all. But the bottom line is the bottom line. Like, y'all had it. Y'all had it. And I don't know if they would have beaten the Chiefs or whatever, but they had it.
Yeah. What about Sam Darnold at 28? Another one of these. Like
Sam is such a tweener.
We can look at like Bo Nix and Drake May and Jordan Love. Okay, your best days are in front of you. I get that. But to me, it becomes interesting when you look at guys like Tua and Darnold and, I mean, even Calamari.
Tua definitely behind him. Kyler Murray behind him. Sam is such a tough one. Sam's going to need to do something to where some team is going to be like, let's stop dating. Everybody's dating Sam Darnold. When are you going to be
sounds
like
a movie? Dating Sam Darnold.
Dating Sam Darnold, at least a reality show. Even now, what's the contract? What are you getting in Seattle? 3 years?
Yeah, 300, I think.
Okay, that's nice. That's
you can date me for 300.
Oh, yeah, that's the Baker contract, but it ain't 50.
Nope.
It ain't 60, and it isn't 5 years. It's three. We're sponsored by the Super Bowl Experience, presented by Jersey Mike's. 888-957-9570 is the number. The 4 o'clock hour keyword around the corner. The 5 o'clock hour keyword, obviously that's at least an hour away. The Pat Spencer jersey window opens in about a half hour. And we are loosely, maybe, expecting a member of the Golden State Warriors to give us a buzz a little bit later on today as well. This is Withered and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I'm not a doctor, so.
It's questionable. Questionable concern.
All right.
On 95.7 The Game.
Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Buckets. We got a Brown the Town jersey for each.
Okay.
Okay? You know that by now. Good Lord.
Yep.
Keyword, I would say, I will promise within the next 17 minutes.
17 minutes, okay.
Okay.
17. So, all right, the keyword, and only is one it, more keyword is, to go is, after that.
All right, keyword this hour, then the keyword next hour, and then starting in 26 minutes,
okay.
Pat Spencer jersey window opens.
I love it.
How much is that jersey
Bay
in the window?
Pat Spencer.
Yeah, it's free. Hey, Pat.
It's a good one.
When you do 7 hours on a Wednesday, do you know that I miss him?
Yeah. It's Uncle Scott from Sunday.
I miss him. I do. It's Wednesday evening. You call it halftime. I miss Scott.
Well, and
it's Uncle Scott from Sundays.
I'll just say this about last Sunday. What the hell's going on, Red Zone?
Oh, God, right. What was that? Thank you for bringing that up.
Seven minutes.
And then it cut to NFL Network or whatever else that was.
Seriously, I'm like, do you not have an emergency break glass? The audio is down. How many of you called a friend or like logged on your phone or
your laptop? I went to Twitter and I checked my feed. I was like, this might be a me problem because my other channels were working. I went over to FanDuel TV. They show horse racing and down the stretch they come. I'm like, okay, it's not me. And then I go on Twitter and a guy named Ryan Glassbeagle, I don't know if you follow him.
Okay. I know the
name. He's a guy.
Yeah,
he's like guy. One of us right. from another market. And he's like, oh my God, this Red Zone, right? And I was like, okay, it's not just me.
Yeah, don't you get relieved though? That's the first thing you
totally.
Do.
Totally.
Lovely Christy changed the channel. She's like, boop. And you're like, okay, we're good. Like my TV's not broken.
Yep.
Because that's like a whole different ball. Dude. Good impression of either what happened to Red Zone or that thing that the dentist sticks in your mouth to suck all the water out. Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, it did, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded exactly
all
like
right, can
that.
Can you close your mouth for me?
I think we're good here. Okay. No, remember, like, it made a lot of people change the channel on Sunday. You don't need them to do that
right.
now.
That's right.
Yeah, we're fine here. Audio is check 1, 2, sibilance.
I changed it and changed it back 12 times, and finally... It's Uncle Scott.
Yeah.
I was like, thank God.
I logged on the phone. And my
we got
phone,
a lot of touchdowns to watch
and,
together.
But we missed a few of them. But anyway, my phone was doing it. Then I even called my daughter. Ella was at home because I was like about to head back home and watch with her. I'm like, hey, is Red Zone audio kind of funny? She's like, yeah, it's all fuzzy. I'm like, okay. So this is happening globally
totally.
Right now. And then my next thought is, what kind of operation are we running here? Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
It was almost like the people who went camping and just like, or glamping and you got no generator.
Oh boy.
Like you gotta, come on.
No
this
tent.
This is Red Zone here. You're just going to run it like this for 10 minutes? Then I thought this was my last thought. Red Zone is so flipping great. that I guarantee you what all of you did, instead of just changing the channel, y'all just hit mute.
Yes.
And kept on watching.
Kept on watching, but as I'm doing
with
that,
no sound.
I was realizing that it is so much better with the sound because you get the broadcast crews and then you get Scott Hansen and then back to the crews. You get so much more. I was watching it on mute and I was thinking, this is not, it's not fulfilling, especially in the, it was about 10:08, so nothing was really, really dramatic happening yet. But I was thinking, I miss, you know, Kevin Harlan. He's at the 20 and all the other announcers.
That's
I like
a gain
you know,
of three right between the tackles.
You had a Nance and Romo. You had all kinds of combos. And so I was kind of bummed.
I bet Romo predicted a play and we didn't get to hear it.
Yeah, he doesn't do that as much anymore.
Well, not in the first quarter.
Right.
He will do it in the fourth. He'll straight interrupt Jim. Jim will be setting it up. And Romo's going to be like, we're going to go to the slot receiver over the middle. Like, he just cannot stop himself. And I don't want him to.
It's pretty funny.
I love it. I think it's hilarious.
To go to what you're talking about, Willard, my experience was when they figured out that they were having those audio issues, they then, multiple times, they switched to NFL Network.
Right.
And whatever their, like, game day live show is, where they kind of hop around and go through the highlights, nowhere near the level that Red Zone does. I don't know why they thought that was better, because I just wanted to watch Red Zone on mute, not having to change the channel or watch anything else.
Like it is one of those shows, probably one of the few shows in the history of shows, where you're like, it's not as good, but still works.
Yeah.
I can't watch Seinfeld without sound. But like, I can't watch Game of Thrones without sound.
True.
I can watch Red Zone without sound. For a short period of time.
No doubt.
Like, I get it. I see what's going on here. And I can follow along. It's okay.
I just was wondering what the audio challenges were. If it was getting the feeds from the stadiums, then just have Scott narrate.
Right.
So,
but it clearly...
It was a multitude.
It was clearly back at headquarters.
Yep.
So, anyway, glad they got it fixed out, because it didn't ruin my Sunday.
Right.
So that was great. But yes, it's Wednesday night. I miss him.
Yeah,
I miss you, Scott.
He'll be back soon.
Man.
Not soon enough.
We do need to do Bucky Irving night tomorrow first. But anyway, you called it unfulfilling. Kind of like a wild card playoff spot. Kyle Shanahan today was asked about the one seed, number one. And Kyle was not happy about it. Check it out.
No, everyone tries to with me. And then I usually snap at them. You can just as easily lose four games in a row as win four games in a row. And so it's four games is a long ways away. And there's a lot of things that can happen. So I don't reflect at all.
Super boring, but he's 100% right. Do you want to know what's really dangerous for 49er fans right now? We've already decided that they're in. That's it. We've decided.
They better be.
Oh, and you can feel that way. And I agree
and I
with
do.
You. And that, but they're not. It's not over yet at all. Let me pull these standings up right now, and let's play this out.
Okay.
Okay? The Eagles or the Cowboys, but the Eagles are probably going to win that division.
NFL.com has them at 92% to make the playoffs.
And what are the Cowboys at?
The Cowboys are in the also receiving votes.
Yeah.
And they are, man, I got to scroll all the way down. They are like at 15%?
See, I would have guessed even lower. But just by virtue of the fact that it's at 15%, you can't forget about them yet. They're at 500, 6-6-1. The Packers and the Bears, I would imagine right now, are both at a very high likelihood to go.
Packers at 94. The Bears are at 65%.
65 is, okay, that's interesting. By the way, same record as the Niners at 9-4. Now, keep an eye on these Detroit Lions. They play the Rams this weekend. This becomes a really weird game, I've decided, because I want to mention again, I appreciate the listeners who pointed out to me last night an error that I made on the show yesterday.
You hate to see it.
Well, no, it happens. So the Niners, I thought, would win the tiebreaker over the Rams if the Rams simply lost one more game. It's not true. That game, if they're only going to lose one, that game has to be the game against Seattle for the Niners to win the tiebreaker. because right now the Rams do have an edge on the Niners. They have an edge on the Niners in common opponents. And that would come before conference record. Division record would be the same. Obviously, they split their head-to-head. So then it would go to common opponents and the Rams would win. But if they lose to Seattle, then the Niners have the edge because the Niners will have the better division record. So let me ask you this without a snap reaction. The Lions play the Rams this weekend. Who you rooting for?
You are rooting for the Lions.
Are you?
Absolutely.
I'm not 100% convinced on that.
I am, because it gives you a straighter line to the division and a home game. If the Rams keep winning, you're a wild card and you're going to be the 5 seed at best.
But as I said, a loss to the Lions does not give the Niners the edge on the division.
It gives you an edge.
You still need the Rams to lose again.
To Seattle.
But if they lose to just Seattle, that does the same thing, in other words.
No, and if you run the table and they go 2-2, you win the division.
Right,
and you're
the
one seed.
But you win the division if you run the table and they go 3-1, provided that one is against Seattle. And my point in asking the question is that if the Rams beat Detroit, I don't have a calculator and all of this in front of me, but I have to believe that the Niners' playoff odds, not division odds, but their playoff odds go up if the Rams win, because it knocks out the number one competitor from behind in terms of someone who could catch you, because the Lions would fall. That would be their 6th loss. They would be 8-6.
The NFL.com has them at 50% right now.
The Lions.
With the win, they go to 72%. With a loss, they go to 40%.
There you go.
So not a dramatic plummet, but their odds would go down. Detroit's got Pittsburgh, at Minnesota, and at Chicago as their last 3.
Here's my point in saying this. The Niners have the Lions on conference record, which would be, since they don't play each other, that actually, correct me if I'm wrong, will you check on this, Grandy? If it's not a division foe, like the Rams and Niners, if it's the Lions and Niners that ended up tied at the end of the year for a wild card, do they go to common opponents first, or do they go to conference record? Because the Niners have the Lions on conference record. I'd have to look up common opponents. I don't even know exactly what they are. Obviously, the Lions are playing the Rams.
It's head-to-head, then it's percentage in conference.
Okay, conference.
And then it is percentage in common games.
So here you go. The Niners have the Lions on tiebreaker. I can almost for sure already. The Lions already have 4 conference losses. The Niners only have 2. And if the Lions were to lose to the Rams this weekend, that would be 5 conference losses. You've got them. You only have 2 conference games left.
Right.
So you have the tiebreaker on the Lions. That would be their 6th loss. You would effectively eliminate them from getting that last wild card spot simply by winning 2 more games. That's it. 2 more games, and that's it. You have the Lions. So I hear you, but I wonder. I'm thinking
bigger than just.
I know you are.
You know, let's just get in.
No, I know you are, but I don't. I don't know how much the Lions beating the Rams. Like it doesn't hurt, but the Seattle one is the one you need. That's the one you need.
Right, and I do think that if you want to get by the Rams, you're going to need the loss to Seattle, but you also need Seattle to beat them, so when you beat Seattle, that you hold the tiebreakers over everybody. Yep. So I'm thinking more about the one seed than I am just thinking about, let's just get the 5 and let's keep Detroit out of it. And I think that this Detroit-Ram game is a very interesting one, even though it's in L.A., a little Jared Goff revenge game, and as we talk a lot about on this show, the Ram home field advantage isn't really a home field advantage.
It's not much of one, no. They'll be chanting Jared Goff inside the Ram stadium this weekend, there's no question, and that's fun. It's a good dynamic, though. It's weather controlled. It's 2 really good offenses. I think the ball's going to be flying up and down the field. Rams, for sure, you give them the edge just because Detroit doesn't offer a whole lot defensively right now. So the idea of the Rams not scoring 30 in this game is almost laughable to me. I think that they for sure will. It's just a matter of whether the Lions, it's no different than that Cowboy game the last time we saw the Lions play. If you can score 40, you can win. But you better, because the Rams are going to score 35. Like, I'm almost sure of it.
And Rams, Detroit rather, with that extra rest, having played on Thursday, and you know, the Rams in in a little bit of a tight spot where things have gone their way. And the fact that Amon-Ra St. Brown played through the, what was it, an ankle injury?
Yeah.
And he was able to play and look good. Yeah, so,
and now long rest. So right? He should be, as far as I know, he should be good to go. I haven't even seen any Lions practice reports today. But, yeah, I think that they're, at least offensively, I think they're pretty whole. I know Laporta is out for the year, and they've had a bunch of people lost on defense. But they should be good to go. They should be good to go.
And a little bit of a trap game for the Rams because they do go to Seattle the next week. And so everything that you were talking about where, yeah, for the Rams, it's about the Seattle game for the division more so than it is, you know, the Detroit game. Then they go to Atlanta. They host Arizona. So for the Rams, you're looking at really two more games in your season.
I mean, the Atlanta one, at Atlanta can be a funky game.
If Atlanta still's playing for something.
Right, but I mean, look, remember what happened. 2 weeks ago, it would have been like, oh, Carolina, yeah, right. And they beat him. So, like, and I think that actually goes to Kyle's point. Let me play it again. He's asked if he's thought about the one seed at all.
No, everyone tries to with me. And then I usually snap at them. You can just as easily lose four games in a row as win four games in a row. And so it's four games is a long ways away. And there's a lot of things that can happen. So I don't reflect at all.
I know it's easy as a fan to blow off what he's saying as a bunch of coach speak, but he is so right. There has never been a four-game stretch that I can think of in the history of the NFL where we don't see it differently after it's over than we did 4 weeks earlier. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
The whole league turns over. If I go back 4 weeks ago and ask you about the Colts, what are you going to say?
Man, they're heading toward the one seed, and they might be the best team in football.
And they're now in third place, and there's a 44-year-old running around at practice. So, like, that is what can happen in a month's time in the NFL. So Kyle is not wrong at all. Like, I don't even want to think about all this stuff. We shouldn't have to. We know. Fred Warner's out, Nick Bosa's out, and just because we've already had more than our share of injuries with the 49ers does not mean we can't have more again. It can all change in just an instant. So from that perspective, while I share your hopes and goals for the 49ers, I think, and boy, this is going to be a tough conversation at my house because my daughter gets really mad if people aren't like rooting for the right things.
Yeah.
Like if you have a Ram on your fantasy squad, she gets really ticked off at you. Really ticked. I'm not even kidding.
It's just business, Ella.
I know, exactly. I'm like, I'm over here trying to win.
Right.
Like, why can't the Rams lose 35-30 and Devontae Adams has two scores? Why can't I root for that? No, Dad! It's wrong!
We're not doing that.
She gets so ticked. But I got to think about this. I think I might be rooting for the Rams to win this one because it goes a long way in really bolstering the Niners' chances to just get in the tournament. And that's goal one, isn't it?
Sure, it's goal one, but I think that you already have the mindset that they're in. Now, things can happen, and collapses can happen, and to win the division is a bit of a long shot. I'm looking at the NFL.com numbers.
Yeah, and what's it say?
The Rams to win the division, 55%. The Seahawks, 35%. The Niners are at 10%.
Interesting.
And a lot of that will be predicated on Seattle beating the Rams. Niners run the table, and I ran this before. Rams go 2-2. Seattle goes 3-1 with a win over the Rams. You go 4-0, you win the division. And you're likely at 13-4, the one seed.
But you said Rams go 2-2. If Seattle beats the Rams, 3-1 is fine also. 3-1, if the loss is against Seattle and the Niners run the table, the Niners are the one. They win.
Yeah.
They win the division.
Which is fine.
So the Rams can actually beat Detroit. And you again, it's that Seattle Rams game a week from tomorrow night. It's a monster. What a monster.
Right. The Rams can go 3-1 and beat Seattle. And I guess at that point, would they win the division?
They would win the division.
At 13-4, because they'd hold the tiebreaker over the Niners, the common opponents.
Correct.
Yeah, so everything comes down to that game, Seattle against the Rams.
Right. So why not root for the Rams to go ahead and win this one? Because that knocks Detroit down. And what if things don't go so great? What if you don't beat the Bears? What if you don't beat Seattle? That's totally possible. So that's all I'm saying. Like, I don't know how much you gain by the Rams losing to Detroit in the chase for the division. The only thing you gain by that
is the one seed.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because if they're 12-5 and you're 13-4, you get the one seed.
Right, but
if the Rams go 2-2,
they need to lose to Seattle either way. Even if the Rams are 13-4, if you're 13-4, if they lose to Seattle, you're in. You're right. The one. So I guess my point, the Detroit thing, the only way the Detroit thing matters is if the Niners don't run the table. Let's say they go 3-1, it opens up the possibility that the Rams lose again. Like if they were to lose in Atlanta, for example.
Oh, boy.
Then you would win. But, I mean, that is so unlikely. You're asking for a three-game losing streak for the Rams?
Falcons are already eliminated, so right. It's going to be the Kirk Cousins Bowl. You know, Kirk's going to be out there running around trying to do things.
Well, they were tied with Seattle at half.
Yeah.
It looked like they were going to give them a game.
Well, it's 6-6. I mean
Seattle, but they were actually the aggressor in the first half, and then Seattle came out and ran the opening
kickoff
back.
Ran the kickback, yep.
And then it was just like everything started rolling downhill. Anyway, yeah, you do you. I'm going to root for the Rams this weekend.
Yeah.
I think it helps the Niners.
Okay. I'll be rooting for Detroit plus the 5.5 because that's the pick that I made. So
okay.
I think that the Lions are a very live underdog in that game in L.A., and I think you're right about the type of game. It's going to be an offensive shootout. And I'm rooting for Jahmyr Gibbs fantasy purposes.
I can root for my friend to get Detroit plus 5.5 and the Rams to still win the game. Rams by a field goal.
Give me Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs scores
one of those,
two tutties.
Two.
Yeah.
I'm looking for three or
five.
More.
What?
I mean, he's been, had quite a month.
I got to check and see if I'm playing against him this week.
In one of those other leagues, yeah.
I don't think that I am.
That's
Thank
fine.
God. There are a couple players around the league where it's just like, I can't stand rooting against them is so futile. Like, I was playing up against Josh Allen last week.
Yeah.
You're in snow. Everything's going wrong, and you still look up at the end of the game, and it's like he scored 40 points. God, it's
annoying. Ridiculous. Yeah.
It's like, I don't want anything to do with that at all.
It's fantasy in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I'm sitting with the third pick, and I had a choice of Saquon Barkley or Jahmyr Gibbs, and my whole season basically swung.
We all remembered. It was on the air.
Yeah, it was great. It was one of my proudest moments.
Jahmyr Gibbs, click.
Yeah. It's the way that had to go.
It was.
It's the way that went.
You don't even know how many conversations there were after that over like,
you bastard! I love you!
I had so many people who were like, but Shasky did this, and Dibs, and then Shasky did this, and I'm just like, it's Jahmyr Gibbs. It's fine.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a good pick, Dibs.
I like the pick.
I like your pick.
I like the player.
Yeah, Dibs, I like your picks.
It worked out.
It did.
Yep.
It did. Even though I had to take you behind the woodshed over the weekend.
By two. Stop, Grandy.
It was by one.
One and change, yeah.
What did I do?
That's how, I mean, your entire season last year was winning by 0.8, 1.3.
Yeah, you and the Chiefs, same thing. Anyway, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Brown the Town jerseys. Keyword, 4 o'clock hour. Let's ride. Here it is, jersey. That's today's keyword here on the 4 o'clock hour. Text Jersey to 20357. Text Jersey to 20357, and you're entered again this hour. One more to go. 5 o'clock hour. Pat Spencer window opens in 5 minutes. Don't want to miss any of that. It's a Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570. If you have a thought that you want to get in on the NFC playoff structure, we would love to take that call. Matt, we see you. You'll lead us off. 888-957-9570. And then we'll get back to the Warriors situation. There is Steve Kerr commentary from our show yesterday that both of us, all of us here in the room, feel is not only important, but man, it was eyebrow raising. Goodness gracious, the things that he was willing to say yesterday. And so we'll get into that. And we are hopeful and optimistic, because that's the way I roll, that a member of the Warriors roster is going to give the show a call within the next 45 minutes as well. Okay?
Awesome.
All right. So that's all coming up, and it's Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bay Area, it's Jerry Stackhouse. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs. Your picks stink.
I can see that one coming a mile away.
You got to get back on the horse tomorrow. You got to get back. I want you to get back on the horse. Make a pick, for crying out loud.
I make a pick. It's just, it's been a struggle.
And get a win.
The pick is in.
Hey,
I say he's an idiot.
Boach. Hey, Mark, it's Boach.
Hey, Mark, this is Boach.
All right, and now it's time to go. Bye.
Right.
Yeah. Riddle for you. Riddle me this.
Okay.
What is Pat Spencer?
I mean, he is.
Well, that's a great question.
Thank you.
He's a former. Lacrosse player of the year. He's
you're cold.
Current NBA point guard.
Still cold.
He is a 9-to-5 cold calling salesman. If you follow any parody accounts,
you're colder than your picks.
He's a mustachioed Golden State Warrior.
I mean, that's a tiny bit smidge warmer.
He's the brother of a Memphis Grizzlies.
Give me a couple more tries. What is Pat Spencer? He is.
He's that mother jumper.
Yeah!
Thank you, Grandy. Grandy's in there pounding his chest. I finally got it.
That mother jumper.
Man.
That's what Pat Spencer is.
I meant to ask Steve about that. Like, Steve, did we lose you? Like, he doesn't often swear in press conferences, no, but he just let that one fly.
You can tell how uncomfortable he was with it, though. He kind of looked around and paused, and then he's like, So anyway, thank you, text line. Someone wrote it all caps. That mother jumper! And yes, not actually jumper.
Right.
So anyway.
Tucker.
The reason I bring that up is because when Steve said that, that is going to be the sounder. So don't.
Well, people think it's already the sounder.
I know. All he had to do was, stop calling, people. You're all nuts.
You can't call that line right now.
You cannot be that caller.
He cannot be that guy.
Relax. We love you. Good Lord, you're all just jumping.
You cannot be caller five. Something about that cut I just love.
Oh, it's so good. But anyway, boy, some of you are really good listeners. Like, there's been 4 hours since this was even a thing.
Yep.
But yes, that's the sounder. Don't call now. But here, Grandy, give everybody, because some people might not be that tapped in. This is what it sounds like.
Pat is that mother. Okay. That became clear.
Yeah.
That became clear.
That is.
Don't call now.
Don't call now. That is the sounder that you're waiting for, though. And sometime over the next 25 minutes, because we are in Pat Spencer's window. And sometime over the next 25 minutes, you're going to hear that. And that's your cue to call in at 415-523-4652. Don't call now.
Oh.
I know, people. Gosh. Y'all listen like my kids.
I'm listening now.
Oh,
my 3-year-old. You're not.
You literally just said they were such great listeners.
No, they're great listeners of the show.
Right.
They're not great listeners in terms of conduct.
Directions.
Right.
Yeah.
It's my 3-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm listening now.
You're not listening, Mila.
I've asked you 17 times to do something, and I asked you nicely, too.
Now I'm about to ask you
now
nicely.
Now you're on timeout.
That's right.
I'm listening now. I don't want to be in big trouble. That's been her latest one. Well, then, listen. I don't want to be in big trouble. Mila, you're going to get in big trouble. And that's my 3-year-old, for those of you new to the show.
Oh, that's so fun.
Mila, you're about to be in big trouble.
I don't want to be
in big trouble. Nobody wants you to be in big trouble.
Nobody wants to be in big trouble.
Right.
All right. So, you're all in big trouble if you call. But when you hear it again, then you can call.
Stay tuned.
It's not hard, right? Like,
no.
I'm not speaking another language right now, am I?
No, I understand the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Thank you. So again, when you hear that again, you mother jumpers, then you call our contest line, which is 415-523-4652. And at that time, if you are caller 5, you will be donning a Pat Spencer jersey.
Man.
Okay? And then, yes, one more key word coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as well with regard to the Brown the Town with Jimmy and Steph and Dre.
What a difference a couple months makes, where if you would have done this, if we would have talked about this in October, the definition of a booby prize, like, okay, are you guys, is this what it's come to in major market radio? You're giving away a number 61 jersey.
I think a couple of years ago I was watching Let's Make a Deal late night TV, and they're like, do you want $1,000 or what's behind door number 3? And they opened up door number 3, and it was a Pat Spencer jersey.
Seriously. Yeah.
That's a fake story. That's not real.
No, Let's Make a Deal. Usually one of the doors has a mopey donkey behind it. There's always like a random, you won a donkey.
It'd be fun if it was like a happy donkey. What if they put you want a happy donkey at your house?
You have a 2-bedroom apartment in the city. What are you going to do with a donkey?
That's actually the Price is Right buzzer. Yep. But I don't know what the Let's Make a Deal. Do they have a buzzer? They have like a, you lost, you have.
I'm not sure.
Did they make you take the donkey?
I don't think so.
What do you get then?
What is going on here?
I'm just asking questions.
It's a game show.
It's where my mind goes. It's 5 o'clock.
And I was on Wheel of Fortune and I won $4,000. And
what?
I'm sure that I didn't have to take the $4,000, but I did, you know, even though it turned out to be about, you know, $2,100 after
taxes,
whatever.
Yeah.
Cost me $1,000 to bring the family down. So it was a little bit better than break even.
Okay.
But I don't think I had to take the $4,000. I could have just went to the exit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Remember, didn't they say on that show, once you buy a prize, it's yours to keep?
That's way back, dude. Now you're... I'm not even asking Granny if he remembers that.
That carousel that would come around and people would be like, I'll take the Dalmatian. Remember the Dalmatian?
Yeah, I'd like the porcelain dolphin for $85.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's so way back machine. That's ridiculous.
Very far back. Okay. All right, let's go shopping.
All right, yeah, let's... Exactly. Oh, wonder what that boardroom was like the day they decided to do away with that. Like, I think people just want money. It's kind of what happens with your kids at Christmas when they become teenagers. Stop shopping for me.
Right.
Just give me money. Like, that's not fun.
No.
Yeah, it's way more fun to go break our back running around and going online and getting things shipped and wrapping them so that the next day we could do it again so you could take it back. It's way more fun.
Yeah. I am the Marco Luciano of spousal gift buyers. I'm going to go 1 for 5 with a couple of errors.
I probably will too, but that's part of the deal. And that's, in our situation, that's as much her fault as anyone else.
Cause
she will not give a list. She'll look straight at, she'll give it like no list. Cause if her kids ask for something, she's like, I don't want you buying me anything. And then if I ask her, she's like, you're supposed to know me. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. You're supposed to know me.
Hey, well, all right. I got you a porcelain donkey.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's go to Matt in San Rafael. Hi, Matt. What are you doing?
I'm actually buying a Christmas tree, but there's a stupid car alarm going off.
Oh, there it goes.
Did I win the Pat Spencer jersey? I'm just messing with you.
Man, good try. You still can.
That's all right. I've got an idea for... You got from you, Mark, in particular, for what? The Christmas present.
Okay.
Buy something that you want.
Well, yeah.
Just buy something you want.
Yeah.
If she, and then what you might wind up doing is each of you buys what you want and then give it to yourself. That way you don't have to deal with lists or thinking or anything like that.
Yeah. What if I wrapped up a piece of paper that had ideas for me on it?
Well, I think that's a little different, but okay. If you got yourself, say, like a Brock Purdy, you know, throwback jersey, you know, she might actually like that one.
She might like it. I don't know if she wants size large, but anyway, Matt, I get the idea. I'll run it by her, but I'm actually probably too confident in my gift-giving ability, and then the role that she will play is she will make me think that she likes it, and then she will secretly do something different with it much later in our lives.
I was going to say, you'll say, oh, what happened to that sweater I got? Yeah, I don't know. I lost it somewhere.
There actually was a conversation a week ago where I'm like, I can totally buy clothes for you. I bought you those sweaters, and you love them. And she's like, have you seen me wear them lately?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, you used to. Anyway, go ahead, Matt.
Lillard's confidence is not well placed. You were talking about the playoffs, and Mark, I totally side with you, and here's why. It would be great if the Niners ran the table. It would be great if the Niners went 3-1. I don't think you can count on that happening. I would love it if they went 3-1, but you got to be worried about teams that are potentially competing for the wild card spot if they don't win the division, and Detroit is, I mean, believe it or not, I was pulling for Dallas to knock Detroit out, but now that Dallas is out, my next hope is that Detroit gets knocked down another peg, because it's going to be tight, man. I don't know if 11-6 is going to do it.
Well, but if the Rams beat Detroit, then I'd argue it definitely would. So, Matt, I get it. Listen, in some ways, if you want to be an optimist, thanks, Matt. You can't lose if you're a Niner fan this weekend, because somebody you want to lose is going to lose, right? If the Rams were to lose to Detroit and Seattle, and the Niners did have a blemish somewhere the rest of the way and go 3-1, the Niners, as long as Seattle is one of their three wins,
right,
the Niners would still win. They would win the division. So it's not that if the Rams lose this weekend, it's not productive at all. I just think that maybe in this moment, the Lions' loss might be a little bit more productive, certainly in terms of, boy, what you really don't want is to maybe go 2-2 the rest of the way and then miss the playoffs entirely.
I don't really see that happening unless Detroit runs the table. They go 12-5, and even at that, That would mean they beat Chicago, and that would give Chicago a fifth loss. And if you beat Chicago, that would give Chicago a sixth loss. So it would be really hard for the Niners at 11-6 to go 11-6 and miss the playoffs, just based on
probably
what else would have to happen. Like, Detroit would have to win 3 of 4, and likely that would include a win over Chicago. It doesn't have to, but Chicago would then, they've got Green Bay, they've got Detroit, and the Niners.
I'd have to run all kinds of math on this, but I think if the Rams beat Detroit this weekend and the Niners win their next two games, that's it, just their next two games, I think they clinch a playoff spot before the Bears game even happens. The Cowboys and Lions would not be able to catch them. The Panthers cannot catch them. Like, I think they clinch a playoff spot if they just beat the Titans and Colts if the Lions lose one more game.
If the Lions lose to the Rams, for example,
yeah,
then you would be, the best they could be would be 11-6.
And you'd have the tiebreaker over them.
Right, but you still have Chicago and Seattle, and I guess that would be...
But there's room for all three.
Right. I guess the only other one, and Dallas can't catch you in the wild card. Dallas can catch Philly, but if they catch Philly, Philly's got five losses, so...
The only other team that could catch you in the wild card would be, in theory, Tampa, because they'd have the head-to-head on you, but that's not possible, because if Tampa runs the table, they'll win the division. And Carolina, right. And Carolina will be out, because they play each other twice.
Yes, they do.
So I think that math is correct. Rams beat Detroit. Niners win the next two games. Clinch. Playoff spot.
Yeah.
You're in.
I mean, that would be awesome.
That would be great, right? And then you can use those Bears and Seahawks games to really start shooting for the moon if you want.
Either go for the one seed, or if the Rams had already won those two games, maybe you realize it's kind of out of reach, and so you play... You play Chicago hard, and then you shut it down against Seattle, or who knows based on how that would go. But yeah, I'm trying to look at my sheet here and find the permutation where that wouldn't be the case. And I do think you're right, though, because if you just go 2-2 and you're 11-6 and the Lions have six losses, then that's pretty much it. Yeah,
you win. And the Cowboys can have six losses, but they also have a tie. So they would be 10-6-1. You win.
I think 10-6-1 is better than 11-6. Is it not based on
10-6-1 is better than 11-6?
No, maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking about 10-5-1.
11 is a bigger number than 10.
Right. And you have the same number of losses, and winning is better than tying. You're right.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.